Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a very interesting one, Stone.
Yeah, I think so. This is going to be the Women's Business Center special edition. We have with us the vice president of, and she's going to pronounce it right in a minute, but I'm going to give it a shot. But she's the vice president of that outfit. Please welcome to the show, Karen Granados.
Correct. Karen Granados.
Fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
And the name of the organization that you're with?
I'm going to say it in Spanish, and I can say it in English. In Spanish is Emprendedores Latinos USA, which is Latino Entrepreneur USA.
All right. Well, we're delighted to have you.
Thank you for inviting me.
So what is the mission and purpose of Latino Entrepreneur USA?
Well, its purpose is to inspire, educate, and connect the Latino entrepreneur in order to stimulate new business creation and growth in the Latino communities throughout the United States in a manner that transcends language, culture, and geographic barriers.
She's answered that question before, don't you think?
So how long have you been with them?
Well, I'm one of the founders.
Oh.
Yes. We were just sitting one day, and I have my own business, too.
Right.
And the Latino community, we were like, how am I going to promote my business?
Right.
And that day, we're on a table, and then we decided to do this organization to help the community so we can all help each other, and we can promote businesses, and also to be able to connect with the other, besides the Latino community, with the American community, too.
And where did you start this?
We started at, you meaning the event?
Well, no, this organization.
Here in Atlanta.
It was started here in Atlanta.
Yes,
but
correct.
Your business didn't begin here in Atlanta?
Also, too.
So where was your business?
It's a translation and interpretation services for any language.
And then how'd you get into that?
I have like around 10 years of experience in that route. So when I came here I came from San Diego. Mm-hmm. To Atlanta, and I did a little bit of market research, and I noticed that this is one of the niche where they need a lot of interpretation and translation. I don't do it myself. I do have my own people. So, yes, that's the way
so
it works.
So where do they translate from what language to what language?
Any language. Any language.
Oh, wow.
You can think of. Yeah. There are more than 100 languages. It could be spoken. It could mm-hmm. be written. It could be on your social media for any language. It could be voiceovers, subtitles, anything, you name it.
And then do you have a specialty of one language over another? Or what do you do the majority of the work in?
Majority is in Spanish, but we do handle different other languages.
And Spanish isn't one type of Spanish, right? There's lots of different dialects. Spanish.
There's the Spanish they teach you in high school, and then there's real Spanish, and then there's different countries.
Well, Spanish from Spain is different than Spanish from like
Mexico, Latin America
or
is
Cuba,
totally different.
Right?
So you need to be careful some of the words that might mean something for me really nice, and another country is like really, really, really bad. So
what's an example of that?
I don't know if I want to say it, but you know.
He won't know.
But that happens, right?
It
like
does.
Somebody thinks that, oh, I'll just go on Google Translate and then I'm going to get the translation. That's not true.
No,
is it?
Most of the people think that just doing that Google Translate will help you. It might help you a little bit to understand and to communicate.
Like in general.
Yeah.
But you don't get
but
the nuance.
But the main idea,
right?
You won't be able to take it. Right.
Now, what is the kind of a language that you thought, wow, do we have somebody for this? Like what's a kind of a small country or?
Well, you can say like my name, Karen, that's right. A language. And you're like, where is that from? Well, here in which is Georgia, they do have a lot of languages like that, like Punjabi and any other language that you might think that, you know, very difficult to find.
Right.
Dialects. There's a lot of dialects from different Latin America places. Mm-hmm. And yeah, really
so
interesting.
How do you find the right person to do the translation? Is that difficult?
We do have a big pool of interpreters mm-hmm. overall. Nationwide, I will say.
Are they all over the world, the interpreters?
Yes. We might have maybe a president from Italy and might come here to do some business, mm-hmm. and that will help you. We will help them to be able to translate from one country to the other in language as well.
So like here in the States, it's very clear if someone has a Southern accent, and there's even different versions of a Southern accent.
Yes.
Does the same thing happen in other countries, maybe even the same basic but just a different accent, and you can say, and you kind of know where they're from. They're from the coast or whatever?
Yes, that would be me.
Yeah?
I'm from Mexico, and I'm from the middle of Mexico, which is Guanajuato. And the way I talk in Spanish is like singing. And when I speak with someone from a different city in Mexico, we're like, you're from somewhere different, right? You're from the south. Yeah, like, yes, I'm from the south.
But you're using the same words.
Not necessarily. No, I thought they knew my word, and they didn't. They were like, I don't understand what you're saying, Carolyn. Oh, you don't use this word? So, yeah.
What about the speed? Because in a lot of Spanish-speaking languages, they speak very fast, right?
They do, and I have a counter, kind of a mystery and a problem, I will say, in Colombia. Depending where you're from Colombia, they speak truly different, so fast. And even though it's Spanish, I'm like, ooh, I'm sorry. I need a translator. And it has happened to me, so it feels weird.
So when you're working with a new client, how do you kind of get them integrated into your company and help them so you can serve them best?
Yes, that's a great question, because sometimes they want to target different markets, mm-hmm. and the way they speak Spanish is a different way you want to, you know, send that message. So, for instance, if you go to Miami, the way you're going to say in Spanish is going to be from Cuban,
right.
The way they talk. I'm not going to say the way the Mexicans talk. So the message won't go the way it's supposed to go. So we target the Spanish that they want to do and the way they want to speak, depending on the market research that they want to do.
And that probably takes some education on, because they probably think, oh, I'll just translate it to Spanish, and then they do it once and they're done. But it might be five different times, right?
Yes.
Because in New York, the Spanish is different than Miami, which is different than Texas, than is different than California.
Correct. And that's why it's very important to have someone that will translate what you want to translate. And the way we call our company is just one voice, because we want to be your voice to the other person.
And so that you're saying what they mean, not the words necessarily,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And that's a little different. You're trying to capture the culture,
yes.
as well as the words, so the meaning is conveyed properly.
Right. So you're like, when you're reading your subtitles, mm-hmm. when you're, I don't know, watching a movie from French or from,
right.
you're like, what? Did they say that? Like, no, they said this and that. So that's
And it could
meaning.
Have a different meaning.
Correct.
You're right. The words might be right, but the meaning isn't there.
Yes.
So many business applications for this, though. You got
it
your
does.
White papers. You got your audio. You got your video. You got, right?
Yes.
So many applications.
That's why I was saying social media is also very, very, you know, very peak.
So how do you do that with social media? Because if like we were saying, that it's the Spanish is different in Miami than it is in California, do you have to tweet differently or use social media differently in those different?
You will use a standard language, Spanish language, that
okay,
so we all understand, you know, the correct Spanish, uh-huh. I will say, without saying, you know, some words that usually we use, like in the U.S., and there's some
it's
words
it's more
that,
like slang. You try
yeah,
to just use
Yeah, we
more.
Try to avoid those slang unless your social media has a different target. Sometimes
uh-huh.
you do,
right.
and you have different markets, which is true.
So now let's talk a little bit about this event. This is the first event of this kind, or you've
no.
been doing this for a while?
No, this is the second event, and this is for the Latino entrepreneurs. When we started, we had a really good answer from the community, and they wanted to see, well, do you have something for the woman? And I said, yeah, you know what? You're right. We need something for the woman. Because
so the first one was just for anybody?
Anybody. Mm-hmm. And then we started to do the woman organization. We do have different meetings every month. We get together. We do a lot of businesses within us. We help each other. We promote each other. But this event, we promoted specifically for our needs. We have a speaker. We have someone that might help you and mentor what you're doing.
And then what level entrepreneur? Is this somebody who's just thinking about becoming an entrepreneur? Is this somebody that's been in business for 10 years, or is it both?
Yes, this is what's great for this event, is that it could be anyone. It could be that you're the person that you're thinking to make a business, but you don't know how. Mm-hmm. So this is the best way that you can speak with someone else, and she can tell you, hey, this is the way I did it, so you can avoid this mistake, so you can do it faster. Or if you're already in business, you already have this person who is very, very successful. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, can you mentor me what I'm doing? I'm doing it right. I'm doing it wrong. And I think it's great.
So now, did you have a mentor?
I do.
You do right now?
Yes. I always have mentor for anything. And I think all entrepreneurs should have a mentor.
So could you share a little bit, maybe some advice for our listeners about how to get a mentor and how to...
In organization, we try to help the people that we know that they can be specialized in different areas to be a person who can help others to the community. Or if you're looking for someone, to not be shy. It doesn't mean that when you ask because you don't know, it doesn't mean that. It means that you want to get better. So this event will help you to do that too.
So you'll help them find a mentor?
Yes, if they need.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Now, do you find that Hispanic entrepreneurs have different challenges than other entrepreneurs? Like maybe language barrier can be sometimes a problem? Are there other or additional considerations for Hispanic entrepreneurs and or Hispanic female entrepreneurs that you really try to pay special attention to and help them address?
Well, that's a great question.
That was a fantastic question. It took me a while to get it out. But once we landed, I thought it was a great question.
It is a great question because our title for this event is just trying how to block those barriers, how to pass those barriers. So the way to passing those barriers is by, we do have some, like you were saying, cultural, language. It could be the way we do business. And we do business differently too. So mainly on this event and on this organization is that we try to help you. Some of them, they don't even know English, but they're really successful in their business here in the U.S. And I think it's we try to tell them that it's very important to start learning the language because that's where we're having our business here. Or some of them, they know the language, they know the culture, and they know some of the businesses that are out there, but they stay between the Hispanic community. And we want to be the bridge to jump to the American community. And it's vice versa. The American community wants to go to us.
Sure.
And the Latino wants to go with them. So we're like, how can I do that? How can I do a business? And maybe our business is just getting together, having some lunch, talking, blah, blah, blah. We don't talk about business. We just talk, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, we can do something. So it's just things that happen. You know?
Because relationships are important.
Yes.
Right?
For us, is that we want to have loyalty, to feel comfortable with that person. Once you have, and one of my mentors, like you were saying, he was saying something really, really true, is that once Hispanic feel you have loyal to the other American, you have everything now. They open the doors to you, and they will help you, and we do help a lot.
And that goes to your point of it. Initially, it may not be about business. It's just building a relationship and building that trust.
Yes.
So that lays the groundwork so that you can have the relationship so you can then do business at some future point.
Right. And then the question I ask, and it's another question, a good one, is like, how can I build that trust?
Right.
How? It's a different culture. So, yeah, it's a lot of things really interesting to know and to learn as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you something that I personally would jump on in a heartbeat is a workshop for non-Hispanics on how can we reach out and work more effectively with Hispanics and Hispanic females. I mean, it's no secret around here. We would love to have at least one Spanish-speaking channel. We have 13 channels here. We have 108 programs, 6 studios across 3 states. And we should have a Hispanic or more than one Hispanic channel.
Right.
But, I mean, in a New York minute, I would go to a workshop that helped me, you know, just get to know folks in the Hispanic community and learn more about, you spoke to it earlier a moment ago, the way you do business. There's some differences, yeah? So can you speak to some of that a little bit?
Let me see what I can say.
And will you make a commitment to maybe do a workshop sometime for...
Yes, we do.
Or maybe you already do for people. Here's how you work with
Hispanic. We can do something about it. We can do together or something.
There you go. We'll do it together.
Yeah.
Leo teaches the part of how to work with middle-aged white guys.
Yeah, I'll do a workshop on that.
No, but it's very interesting because, like I was saying, we have a big event in July. We were talking over the phone in July. And that event, it will help both communities to be able to integrate. And that will help them a lot.
All right. We're going to do that.
Yes.
All right. So you were almost to tell me a little bit about the way that Hispanic people might work that we just might not be aware of, and we need to maybe try to be.
Maybe we are not very direct when we talk about business. We like to talk about it, and like you were saying, building the trust.
Right.
And then maybe we can have, when you have your lunches, you talk about, it could be the family. It could be about, yesterday I did this. Something very casual. And if you start talking about the business already, I'm like, okay, he just wants business with me. He doesn't want to know about me. So it's different things that you need to think about.
How important is family?
Very important for us. And this, I think, is one of the topics that we usually talk about, that the family is very important for us.
So by asking about you and your family and getting to know what's important to you regarding your family and supporting that, that helps build the trust, that helps solidify the relationship.
Yes, that could be one.
What about sports? Are there...
Well, if it's between men, I will say yes. It could be football, soccer.
Right.
It could be, you know, any sport too.
And then what about women?
Women, it could be about, like, if you're a mom or if you're a... I think it could be a different kind of a chat about just personal stuff. Not too personal, but kind of a personal question. You know what I mean?
It's tricky.
No, it is tricky. I mean, it's tricky when you're working within your own defined culture that you've grown up in. And it's any challenge you have in that environment surely is magnified as you're trying to bridge into...
Yeah. And then we talk and talk and talk and talk. And no, it's true. And then when the Latino community wants to make business with the American community, and they start talking, you're like, okay, just go to the point. Don't say more. Because we do talk a lot. So you're really like, okay, Karen, you came here for business or for just what? So, yeah, it's interesting to learn.
And you have to have a longer kind of maybe timeline that in the American culture, maybe it is more direct and like, hey, does this work for you? This works for me. And then we can do business. This, you might have to be more patient and kind of let it play out a little longer.
Yes. Yes. But like I was saying, once you have built that trust, you have
then
a
it
really
moves.
Big step.
Right. Now, regarding this event, how many people do you think are going to attend?
I think it will be like around 100 business women owners. Mm-hmm. So I feel very confident it could be more.
And where is it at?
That's going to be at the Loft at Castle Hill in downtown.
Mm-hmm. And then is it the first time you've done an event there?
Yes. It's the first time we were there. It looks fun. It's casual. I think it's just a perfect venue just to be there, to be just to talk, to learn about us, to do a little bit of networking, to learn about networking. Sometimes we have the wrong perception about networking, just to talk and have fun. And, you know, there's a lot of mixtures right now about...
So there's some education. Right.
No.
It's a balance between having fun and learning something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So we will have a dynamic there so you can learn how the networking should work.
And then, so what's the agenda? When does it start?
It starts around 6:30. You'll arrive. You'll have time to talk about between your businesses with other women and within the networking time. Then we have a key speaker. She will talk about her barriers when she came to the U.S.
The challenges she had and how she overcame them.
Yes, and she's very successful. She has a company of greeting cards. Her name is Carla Lopez. And her greeting cards are sold almost everywhere nationwide. Mexico, Alaska, Canada, and even in Target. She has her own greeting cards there. Yeah. I'm like, okay, how she did it. So.
And then part of the education that you can learn at being part of the group is you can learn, like, if you have a company, that you can learn how to do business in the other countries? Can you learn that as part of your group?
Well, it could be, if you ask this person, it's like, how you did this business with another country? Was it easy?
Right.
How does it work? I think that's the best way to go to this event so we can ask all these questions.
So I would like very much for you to either personally or help us find someone to host one or more shows on a Hispanic channel.
Perfect.
But no, we're not going to talk about that today. Today,
we have to build
how's
trust.
How's the family? Tell me about the family. Look, I'm educable.
Really good. Thank
you
for asking.
I just want to plant that seed for way down the road. We'll talk about that later.
Thank you for asking.
So now, is there kind of unique challenges for Latino women that are trying to be in business?
Yes. That sometimes we open our businesses and it's like when you buy a house. You just go in and you put your furniture and everything, but you didn't check the electricity or the water or how it was built. So those are the things that we have encountered nowadays that usually open business, but you don't know if the structure is right.
So they think it's a good idea and they just go boldly forward and they
yes.
just hope like they'll get business
yes.
and clients.
And they do. And they do. It's amazing because most of them, not most of them, but there's people that they're very, very successful. And then you start like, oh, my structure is not really good in this and that.
I'm right.
Like, wow, how you did it. And you know, it has a lot of revenue, and you're like, okay, you can be even in a better place
right.
if you start looking to the correct places and start to give structure to your company.
Like in your business, you kind of did research, and you
yes.
found Atlanta, and you saw that it has unique challenges, and you thought you'd be able to help.
Yes. Yeah,
like
I did my American research.
You didn't just throw a dart at a map and said, oh, Atlanta in Atlanta, let's just start there.
No, I have my meetings, you know. I did have some people coming over and talk about it. And 2020, we have this, and it's going to be all this percentage and all this that. So it could be, too, about my background. It could be different. Other people, they don't have the same background.
What's your background?
I'm a business major, and I have an MBA in finance as well. So, yeah.
So you did some... You did math.
I
right?
did math.
You did some math.
Yes.
And you said,
yes.
I can make this much money if I go there.
Yes.
And I can make a little less money if I go somewhere else. Let me pick Atlanta.
Yeah. And it's something that I do like too. So, yeah.
I bet when you're mentoring people, that's a good thing to mentor people on because not everybody likes math as much as you,
yes.
right?
Yeah, and they're like, Karen, you like to be just in front of the numbers? And I'm like, yeah, I feel, I don't know, something that I just like.
Okay, back to my agenda.
Yes, it's all about you.
Well, this is partially
how's
my show, right?
How's your family?
So
sorry.
While you guys were having a conversation, I'm doing more research over here. You're
uh-oh.
Already
uh-oh.
You're already a TV personality. You're
oh,
already,
yes,
and,
I am.
Tell us about that show. You were hiding. See, you weren't going to tell me that until we talked about the family for a while. Right?
See, yes, kind of.
I would have led with that.
Yes, I do a little bit of everything.
Right?
And one of them is the anchor of one of the programs for Latin entrepreneurs. And I do the interviews and it's posted
oh, wow.
on the website too. So, yeah, I do a lot of different things.
So how big is the Latino entrepreneur community in Atlanta? Is it
really big?
Thousands or tens of thousands of
yes.
companies?
Yes, it's big.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you're the numbers person. How big?
Well, I'm not going to start dividing, give you a percentage. But yeah, it is big and it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Atlanta, it's a very good business community that is growing really, really fast. Even the film industry, and I just heard in California, they're just giving some credits for the film industry not to come to Atlanta.
Right.
So,
they
you know, that's one of them.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like, ah. They said, oh no, they're not coming now. I'm like, don't worry about it. Some of the costs, it could be effective, some of them not. So
right.
it's a lot of things to think about. Yeah.
And then, what's your vision of this group beyond, you know, this year and this event? Do you see this group going all over the country?
Well, it depends. Like I was saying, we do sit with the person one-on-one, and we want to see where you stand and where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that just want to be where they are, just a little bit higher. Some of they do want to be more known within the state, nationwide. Right. So it depends on the entrepreneur, how they want to see and they look their business.
But what about the Latino Entrepreneur USA group? Do you want to open up a chapter all in?
Oh, yes. We do have a lot of invitations. We have Miami. We have San Diego.
You already have that going?
Well, we do have a lot of invitations, let me tell you. So,
people have said, hey.
Imitators.
Yes. So, yes, correct.
Yeah.
Oh, they're imitating.
No, imitators. I'm sorry. I thought you say invitations.
Invitations. Oh. So people have asked, hey, can we get one going?
And yes. Then and we have on a program that we might go to either Miami or San Diego. It could be at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then, and so then you would teach somebody there to be how to run their chapter.
Correct.
And then do their own event.
Correct.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's exciting.
It is exciting. And sometimes we just receive emails from all over the world. Someone from Europe, it was like, oh, I want to have this here. And it's so exciting. We want to do this and that. So this is good. This is good.
And so you're open to that. You want to have conversations with entrepreneurs all over
yes,
the country.
Yes, of course.
Chapter.
But eventually, we're saying we're the numbers, right? So we want to make sure that we're doing
it's the right
something.
Fit and the
yes.
Right person, right?
Correct.
And let's see, is the event only Latinos or is that open to anybody?
For this event, it could be, it's for the Latinas, but it's not closed to any group. So mm-hmm. anyone can come and join and be part of it. And like I was saying, in July, we have this big event where we want to integrate both.
Right.
So it's going to be.
But this one's women.
Just women.
Right.
And the reason it's only women is because in March we have the date, International Women's Day, and we do, right. So we are only just women because we do have a lot of things going on as a woman. We could be wives, we can be mothers, and at the same time we're entrepreneurs, so how we do all that. So I think it's the best way to go to this event, to talk about it, and to be known as a great entrepreneur, as Latina, mm-hmm. and how we make it. And one of the speakers will tell them that even though she has her own, she doesn't have a husband, she was able to succeed in what she does.
Right, and still keep some semblance of balance in her life.
Correct.
Right?
So how you did it? Let's ask her.
All right. I guess you have to go right? to the event to find out.
I'm not gonna answer that question. So.
All right. If somebody wanted to learn more about the group, is there a website for the group, or do you?
Yes,
have
and
social
it's in
media?
Spanish.
Go for it.
EmprendedoresLatinosUSA.com. But you can see it on probably you're putting that information on the website.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yes.
And then there's a Twitter handle as well, right?
Correct. We have a Twitter account and you'll see us on all the social media, anywhere, on the media as well, on TV, you'll see us too. We are everywhere. So, yeah.
Now, what about for your business, your day job? Do you have a website for that?
Yes, we do. It's ovlanguages.com.
And then on that, you can get all the information if you're thinking about translating or using different languages for your marketing.
Yes,
that's a good place.
And you can have a quote. You can even, if you have already your transcript, you can upload it over the web page, and we can give you a quote right away.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
No, thanks to you, even though, we didn't talk too much here. The three of us. No, I'm just joking. We did have a lot of fun.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.